Let's talk about the mind of the Negro race. Let's talk. You know, we really need to talk about this because we have to expose them, not as evil per se, although they do evil things and they can be evil, just like chimps. You know, you've probably seen some of the chimps that turn against humans, or those wild animals that turn against them, even though you raise them, and they appear to be domesticated. They can't be. Because they're truly undomesticatable. And we need to talk about the fact that they don't really belong in our society. And it's got something's got to be done to make sure that they go extinct, basically. Now, if it wasn't for the white man, the trillions upon trillions of resources, money and food and medicine that was poured in Africa and the United States and Europe to maintain them. Because on their own, they cannot really build anything. You know, the Negroid race cannot build anything. They cannot get anything off the ground. Let's face it. They're just not intelligent enough to do. Name me one structure that was ever built by Negroids. Never. It never happened. And so we have to come to the realization that this is a species. It's not a race. It's a species. Species of hominids. What some people have called Homo erectus, which lived about 1.2 million years ago and became extinct a couple hundred thousand years ago. And but now this was a Homo erectus from Asia, but then Homo erectus moved into Africa and he remained pretty much intact. He just mixed with the other basically species of African hominids and created the Negro race. You know, but we have to be honest about these things. And but I just want to emphasize the crudeness of their thinking. If you ever talk to them, you know that if you become anywhere subtle, you know, if you start talking about anything that's somewhat subtle and intelligent, they sort of look at you with their stare, kind of like, you know, they don't understand a word you're saying. And now people say, well, what about that quote, so-called scientist, Neil deGrasse Tyson? You've probably seen this guy on TV. He's autistic. He has this, like autistic people, I think he's mixed race. But he's autistic, and therefore, autistic people tend to have photographic memories. And so he comes across like he's smart, but he never invented anything. He never discovered anything. He didn't do anything, ever. He just writes books from other books, from books written by white men. So he just repeats what white men have written, discovered, created, originated over the past 2,000 years. And so he's the token Negro scientist. And somehow we actually go along with this idea that this guy is, represents some sort of, equality amongst races, just like the abolitionist back in the 19th century. They pointed to the few smart Negroes roaming around. I forgot the guy's name. I said, well, you see, they can be smart too. Yeah, right. One half-wit compared to the millions of other no-wits. And they think that, well, this proves that we are the same. No, we're not. And, but you know, we have to come to the realization, and there's no point confronting them. You know, sometimes white people confront them, and you know, you got to keep in mind that Negroes are can be stronger and faster than us humans. They are closer to the animal world, and so therefore it's very risky to get into a confrontation, especially a physical confrontation. There's no point trying to argue with them either, because they just don't understand. They just, you know, don't understand the subtlety of science and what it takes to create a civilization. So, you know, when I see white people get involved in this type of conversation with them, I say, you're wasting your time. You have to get away from them as much as possible. You know, and if you can, I mean, especially now with the Supreme Court doing away with affirmative action, don't hire them. Because the reason why we have this Me Too revolution is not because of, you know, Weinstein and Epstein who have assaulted women. It's because of individuals like Bill Cosby, a serial rapist, while coming across like, you know, the nice guy as the America's dad. Bullshit. They're very charming. You think about Negroids, they're very charming. You know, so don't let that fool you. They can be very charming, but don't let that fool you. I mean, now, you know, you probably heard that New York State has, on the 24th was the last day to file lawsuits for sexual harassment. And guess what? Practically all lawsuits were levied against Negroes. Denzel Washington, Mayor Eric Adams, Cuba Gooding, they're all black. Like there's a parade of blacks, sexual harassment, and they harass white women because they're like, you know, animals, and they like the pretty stuff because to them white women are rape material. That's the way they look at white women. They're rape material. And so we have to take this into account. And I've seen in my work in the corporate world, the only people that I've seen getting fired were blacks for sexual harassment. Now, this is me. So you can imagine how many are out there. Now, you know, there used to be a time when the office was like the opposite of the street. You know, you see blacks harassing white women all the time on the street. But then you're like, you know, the office is supposed to be the place where people are civilized. You're supposed to feel safe in the office. But beginning in the 90s, they had to recruit all these blacks inside the office. And because they needed to have a diverse and inclusive and, you know, all that bullshit workforce. So they hire all these blacks, even though they're totally, totally unproductive, totally. And I've seen them work, and I observed them. They show up late, they leave early, they take two-hour lunches, and they harass white women. That's the reason why white people have introduced this idea of sexual harassment. You know, like they don't want to say it's because of blacks, but it's because of blacks. It's blacks that harass white women. It's blacks that constantly harass white women. Rape, even rape. In the office, there's been many, many cases where blacks have raped white women and assaulted white men. I mean, there's no other way of looking at it other than saying, you know, you are hiring snakes and they're going to bite you. Sooner or later, the snakes are going to bite you. These are wild animals and they don't belong in a civilized world. They're just not. And sometimes you have this sort of mixed race types, and the mixed race types are basically niggers with a brain. They're niggers with a brain. And that's where the problem lies. And they're just as dangerous, if not more so.